All right. Happy now to be talking with James Runner at Linn Tech. He's the, he's several coaches at Linn Tech, as a matter of fact, but we're going to talk with him today as coach of the football team. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey guys, how we doing? Very, very good to talk to you again.
Oh, amen to that. I got to ask you though first, James, before we start talking football, you mentioned, indoor track and girls track and that kind of stuff, and you had a wonderful season last year. Just give me a quick recap on that.
Well, for the first time, the boys and girls outdoor track team, won the entire conference. We won our Doomy Championship, and I won Coach of the Year also, too. So that makes my third sport to be Coach of the Year in Linn Tech, which is pretty impressive. So that also means that I've been around for a long time.
Yeah, well, there is that. But okay. No. Don't be modest there, my man, because you're going to need a bigger trophy room. Congratulations on that. That's wonderful stuff. And it keeps you active in terms of working with other kids as well, because as an administrator, you get to see the kids in a different capacity, and they get to see you in a different capacity.
Yeah, and it's great because you get a chance to work with not just the male students in the school, but the female students. And you know, our athletic program at Linn Tech has definitely grown immensely in the last couple of years, and the best way to show and prove that is to do your job behind the scenes when no one's paying attention. You know, these guys work very, very hard in the off season for all of our sports, and you know, it's a testament to the programs that we have at Linn Tech High School.
It's hard to get kids to be invested in the off season, especially with what we went through in COVID. But tell me about your football team now. Were you guys dedicated in terms of the weight room and all this off season stuff before you got to preseason?
Yeah, we did a really good job of off season workouts. We incorporate all the sports at our school because a lot of guys were trying to get prepared for all their seasons. So we had baseball. We had some guys from hockey that were working out with us also too during the off season, and it helped because it kind of pushed a lot of the guys who were preparing for football just as much as the guys who were preparing for their hockey season, you know. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the kids work out and lift and be excited for what they, you know, what they could prove in the upcoming season was really big for us. A lot of guys wanted to show that their workouts in the off season definitely paid off.
Okay, tell me about your returners, because I'm looking at the Boston Globe preseason account of Linn Tech, and it looks like you had quite a few players coming back in leadership positions.
Yeah, Joseph Amaro, my offensive lineman and defensive tackle, he's our lead captain this year. You know, a big guy, put a lot of time in the workroom. He also did a great job behind the scenes for Skills USA with Coach McCush. You know, he was competing for a national championship in skills. Just a great young man, probably going to be a future firefighter, you know, for the city of Linn. And we should be lucky to have a young man like him be involved in our firefighters, because it just means the future looks really bright for us. And Tyler David is our quarterback. He was a starter for us last year. You know, strong athletic kid. You know, he probably put the most hours in the weight room during the off season, along with Michael Monbelay, who's my middle linebacker and fullback. Tough as nails, you know, a gentleman in the classroom. But he's a good kid all around, and he's looking forward to playing some college ball once he gets done with high school. And I'd probably say Cesar Reyes, who's my fourth captain. You know, he's a wideout, also played a little outside linebacker for us last year. They're playing safety this year. He's a straight-A student in the classroom, unbelievable athlete. He's a three-sport athlete also, too. He's having a good year so far, and we're looking forward to see what else he can do for us during the season.
That's tremendous. Great to hear that, and it is great when you have kids who hang around your hometown and do good later on. Coach, yeah. I want to talk about now. Let's go back to the beginning of the season here. You had a tough one against Essex Tech, who plays everybody tough, I think, and then you bounced back against Minuteman. So tell me a little bit about those games, what changed, and how the week of practice went before Minuteman.
Well, going into Essex Tech, we knew we had a tough challenge. You know, we lost a big one to them last year in the first game of the season, and I felt like we were very, very young, you know, going into that game last year. This year, we were a little bit more experienced. You know, we didn't get the victory like we had hoped, but it was 14-14 with, you know, 3:21 left to go on the clock in the third quarter, which was a testament to my coaching staff and the kids in the program. You know, Essex Tech was loaded. They had a lot of subs. And this is the second year in a row, unfortunately, we ended up hurting the quarterback, but it we were a physical football team. I think they'll remember the day they played us as far as, you know, their record and what they've seen. And I think it's important that you put your team up against higher competition, a better competition, you know, before you get into your conference play and before you get into your regular season play. I think it's important that you verse competition that will challenge you and see where you stand, you know. And I thought that it was good for us to have a good competitive competition with Essex Tech. Like I said, we didn't get the win. You know, it was a well-fought fight throughout the entire game. You know, we gave up a couple of flags in the third and fourth quarter, but it was good preparation for Minutemen when we were leading into Minutemen. You know, we didn't take things for granted. You know, we hit the weight room hard. We spent a lot of time in the classroom with film and really just tried to fine-tune the things that we needed to offensively and defensively. And this is basically the same thing we do every single week, but you never want to go back-to-back in losses. You always want to be able to come back from a loss and try to revamp and be ready to play your next game. And I thought we did a really good job of that.
What about the highlights of Minuteman? Because 47-0, you must have some great highlights in the film, both on offense and defense.
Yeah, I mean, we got the ball rolling with our running back, with our running game, with Gambino Menendez, who was really running hard for us, and Tyler was running the ball very well for us, and our offensive and defensive line maintained the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. We were able to score a couple of points defensively, which was really huge for the D coordinator. You know, it's always good to get a donut as far as no one scoring in the game, but to get some turnovers and put the ball in the end zone, it was good for the kids. I love it because, you know, we do the sticker system and we get to give away defensive stickers for things like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
You know, and I think it's important, you know, to keep that camaraderie going. The kid gets a turnover, someone gets to get the bone and, you know, walk around with the bone and show how important they are for getting the turnover. So little things like that were good for us to see. And towards the end of the game, we got a chance to see some of our younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put every single freshman in that game.
Wow.
Every freshman touched that field in that game. And we actually had a freshman score who will probably be the future of our program, ninth grader Jacob. He ran the ball in for a touchdown. So I thought it was a good game. You know, my motto is we start fast and we finish strong. And I thought that's exactly what we did on Friday night. You know, I think we put up 27 points in the second quarter.
Wow.
Which is huge, you know, and that's what you want to see. But I also have a lot of respect for Coach Constantine over at Minutemen. I know that he's trying to rebuild that program and get those kids going. And, you know, I'm not the type of coach to go out there and try to beat up on someone. That's why I made sure a lot of my younger guys got in the team and were able to get some playing time on the varsity level.
And the good thing about that is that, you know, success begets success. And as you say, you get your younger kids some experience, but also it gives your other kids a chance to relax a little bit, even though they probably want to stay in there. But it's great to give everybody a chance to play. Now, Coach, you got this week a friend of mine, Kevin Bradley, coaching Whittier Tech. And they're off to an 0-3 start, but I imagine they're a challenge anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Coach Bradley is a good friend of mine. We've been in the conference for the last 13 years, and we used to play Whittier in our regular schedule. I think we stopped in 2014 just because their numbers were out of this world and we weren't able to hang. You know, I thought it would be good for one more test for my team before we get into another conference game. You know, regardless if they're 0-3, Whittier is always a tough football team. They have a lot of great. You know, Kevin's been the backbone of that program for years, and we're not taking them lightly at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a really good competitive game with Neshoba Valley, who's our conference leader right now, along with Manchester. And, you know, I give a lot of props to both teams because they played stellar on both sides of the ball in that game. You know, so our game plan going in is be ready for a physical battle, you know. Whittier spreads the ball and likes to put the ball up, and hopefully we've done our job in the offseason to prepare our DBs to defend the pass, you know. But I also got to give Whittier some compliments and say that their offensive line and defensive line are pretty much one of the biggest lines we're going to verse all year long. So we're also looking forward to that challenge also, too.
All right, this is a home game on Friday at 6 p.m. You guys play at the Manning Field, right?
Actually, sir, we are playing at Whittier.
Oh, because it
Thursday
doesn't.
Thursday night.
It doesn't say that here. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad I got a chance to speak to you.
Okay, yeah, because it says Yep.
Woody ended up having it as a home game for them. And
okay.
Coach Bradley is playing all of his home games on Thursday.
Okay.
We were scheduled for Thursday at 6 p.m. at Whittier. However, the superintendent of schools wanted to change at the time in Haverhill. So we are playing at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon in Haverhill.
All right. Boy, this okay. Thank you for telling me, because all the schedules I have the exact opposite. So 5:30, and this is at Whittier, right? Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
At Whittier.
Okay. Coach, I got to ask you one more thing now. You know, as a skills player at Classical, Bill Newell and I used to broadcast the WESX games and see you flying all over the field. As a kid, if you can, I know you can remember, it's not that long ago, but as a kid, did you understand or appreciate guys up front on the line who maybe you didn't know that well, or maybe you did? Because I want to ask you about line play for you guys. You got to pick out one or two guys. But as a kid, did you recognize who was doing in the trenches for you?
Oh, absolutely. The good thing about me, when I graduated out of high school, all my offensive linemen lived on the same street as me.
Okay.
Peter Demoulas, Danny Batesville, Jason McCush. We were all on the same street, on Conn Street, and we pretty much ate dinner, breakfast, supper, lunch. We did everything together. So I highly appreciated my offensive line. I wouldn't do anything without them. I praise them any time that I got a chance to run the ball. And to this day, I'm a hog. You know, I played defensive line in college, you know, and I've always been a D lineman. So I'm
okay.
A hog in reality.
Did you guys go to each other's houses for dinners and stuff? Did moms make you guys meals?
Yeah, my grandmother would make meals for us, and Pete's mom would make meals for us. And we'd always eat at our other friend, Matty Trahan. He was a Wind Tech guy, but we'd eat at his house also, too.
Oh, I love it.
I think we all ate each other's houses out.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great story. Okay, Coach, finally, mention a lineman or two who look good on film for you.
Yeah, my center, Adolfo, has been playing very, very well on both sides of the ball. I would say Jairo, my offensive tackle, has been playing stellar for us offensively and defensively. And my sophomore sensation, Joshua Lewis, he's a sophomore young man that we started as a freshman in five games. He's 6'2". 280 pounds.
Good Lord.
And he's a man-child. You mm-hmm. know, he plays tough. He's hard-nosed. He's aggressive. And I'm looking forward to him continuing the process and hopefully becoming an all-star this year, or maybe a lineman of the year candidate. But he's a tough kid, and I'm really, really excited for him, because he plays nose-to-nose every ball. You know, every down we have, and he's just a great kid.
And I'm looking forward to hearing more from Lynn Tech. This is great, James. Great catching up with you. Good luck this week against Whittier and Kevin Bradley up there in Haverhill, and make it a good road trip.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much, Rick. You have a great day, and thank you very much for letting me represent Lynn Tech.
Absolutely. And we'll talk again soon, James. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. That is James Runner, who is the high school football coach at Lynn Tech with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.